After I received my professional license immediately after school, I opened my own business. I went straight for it. I had a very profitable and successful journey and career. It was great.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Today, I'm here with Kyla from Texas. How are you, Kyla?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Lewis?
Great. And what city in Texas are you from again?
I am in Garland, Texas.
Now, refresh my memory. How many years ago did I meet you when you were taking the cosmetic laser 2-week boot camp in Dallas?
You met me in 2012.
Ooh, so that was many years ago, right?
Almost 10 years ago, yes, sir.
Time flies, huh?
Yes, sir, it does.
Now, refresh my memory. I'm sure I knew it once upon a time, but before I met you, were you a doctor, nurse, esthetician, truck driver, receptionist, stay-at-home mom? What was your world before lasers?
I actually was in the graphic arts business. And then I started getting laser treatments and noticed that I was having fantastic results. And she was making a lot of money. And I was a super, super happy client. And so I wanted to learn more about the business, and I've never looked back. I love it.
Awesome, man. I'm just curious. So, did you come from the world of graphics to lasers? Did you aesthetics first, or what was your path?
So I started with lasers first, and then I went back and got my aesthetics
So
license.
you're doing it all. Look at you. Facials,
Yes,
peels,
sir.
lasers, the whole world.
I'm trying.
Kyla, you're the one-stop shop. I love it. So since it was like 10, 11 years ago or whatever, what do you remember about the 2-week boot camp? Like, what comes front of mind when somebody says, "How was that training experience?" I'm just curious.
The knowledge. All of the instructors knew a lot about the industry and could answer any question that we had. I loved the professionalism. I learned a lot in a very, very short time, and I felt very confident in the knowledge that I learned at NLI.
But more importantly, did you have fun?
I had a blast. After I received my professional license immediately after school, I opened my own business. I went straight for it and I loved it. It was great. I had a very profitable and successful journey and career. It was great.
Awesome. I love that. So starting your own business, you're the little entrepreneur like me. I love it.
Yes, sir.
Now, did you like rent a little kind of room suite, or did you get something big and fancy, or did you start at a small budget, or how'd it work?
I started with a small room. It was less than 200 square feet. It was
Wow.
just me, my laser, and the patient, and we rocked and rolled. That laser stayed hot.
And was it a hair removal laser or skin rejuvenation? What type of technology were you doing? What type of treatments?
I was doing laser hair removal and IPLs or photofacials.
Now, that first week in business, that first client, I'm sure you remember, because with all due respect, I would have been scared shitless, right? You know, firing a laser, you could burn somebody, you're properly trained, but you're new, and we're all human, we make mistakes out there. So where was your mind going in that very first patient or client?
Most importantly, to not let them see me shake.
I love it. I love it.
And then after that, just starting the settings low, remembering what I was taught in school, and just reassuring the client and asking the appropriate questions, and just rocking and rolling and believing in myself.
Awesome. Now, many years later now, are you still in that exact same small location, or did you go somewhere else, or working somewhere else? What are you doing now?
So, I began to instruct at Advanced Aesthetic. They sell lasers, and so I sold the lasers. I did troubleshooting, and I also did the teaching. So I was the one-stop shop. If you had a question about lasers, I was the one that you spoke with.
So you went to work for a cosmetic laser technology company to sell equipment. You were like their trainer, their salesperson, kind of working in the field in a little different angle. I like that. That's cool.
Yes, sir. And I loved it. It was great. I love working with the clients. It doesn't matter if you are a patient or if you are an actual technician. It's all about sharing your knowledge and making sure that the client is having a safe treatment.
What's your favorite treatment in the world in technology?
I do love a CO2 laser. But I do love a photo facial. You can do a lot with such a very simple, safe treatment. A lot of people that haven't had a treatment, it's a very good way to introduce them into lasers because they will see results, not immediately, but they will see it in about 7 to 10 days, but they'll enjoy seeing the flaking on their face and they'll believe you and they'll trust you and they'll definitely come back.
So for people out there that are watching this podcast, they're thinking, well, gosh, I don't know if the beauty business is right for me because I'm a graphic designer, I'm a stay-at-home mom, I'm a bartender, I'm a research scientist, but they love health and beauty, I have a passion for lasers. Do you feel this is something that anybody can learn after a proper training course and get out there and kill it?
Absolutely, definitely, especially if you go to National Laser Institute, you definitely will.
Well, thank you for that. That's kind of you. Thank you for that. And what do you think is the hardest thing to learn in this business as far as, you know, is it to do a certain type of treatment or to screen somebody? Like, what's the most complicated part of this business?
The most complicated part is making sure that the client has the appropriate expectations. You have to be honest. You have to be true. You have to be very clear and you have to know what you're talking about. If you have all of those checked, then you will have a happy client.
Awesome. Well, so nice to catch up with you so many years later. And it's nice meeting you again for the second time. COVID hit us for a while. We closed down for a couple of months, but we're back in action and soaring and excited. I'm going to be in Chicago this week because we're signing a lease on the largest training institute and med spa in the world, which we were about to do before COVID, but of course the brakes went off a little bit. So we are back moving and grooving and the world seems like it's getting to a better place. So congratulations on your journey out there. And I hope I bump into you one day soon.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.